Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, GOP lawmakers explore options for eliminating the state income tax. Emory University is awarded a new grant for cancer research, and Fulton County plans to spend $1 billion to repair the deadly Fulton County jail.
It also mitigates the financial impact on taxpayers compared to building a new jail, and it addresses many of the concerns about the jail.
Today is Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia Republicans seeking higher office met today to begin exploring plans for Georgia to eliminate the state's personal income tax. The GOP contenders for lieutenant governor sat on the committee spearheaded by Republican Burt Jones, the current lieutenant governor who is running for governor with President Donald Trump's endorsement.
If we want to continue to stay competitive here in the state of Georgia and it will continue to be the number one state to do business, we've got to be looking for ways to keep us competitive and make it where we have a competitive advantage over states that we are competing with.
Eight states, including neighboring Florida and Tennessee, do not have individual income taxes. Georgia Democrats oppose the idea, saying it would benefit the wealthy and hurt low-income people who would face other taxes. Researchers with Emory University have been awarded a grant to continue studying cancer cells in the blood of pediatric cancer patients with malignant brain tumors. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Now that they have a way to find cancer cells in the blood, scientists are hoping to learn how tumors grow and more details about how cancer treatments affect them. Dr. Toby McDonald is with Emory University's Winship Cancer Institute. A grant from the Baldrick Foundation will allow his team to monitor treatment in real time through blood testing.
So this device can tell us very early on, within the first weeks of treatment, is this something that is effectively killing the tumor cells that are left behind, or are the tumor cells resistant?
They hope ultimately to find treatments to cure childhood brain tumors. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta will no longer issue new short-term rental permits to homeowners in a neighborhood near Georgia Tech. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports Atlanta City Council members passed the hotly debated ban last night.
The resolution from Atlanta City Council bans short-term rentals in the Home Park neighborhood. Owners who already operate the rentals or have permits will be allowed to continue. Dan Brinkman is a Home Park resident. He says between students and Airbnbs, the neighborhood lacks permanent residents.
So we need more residents to tend and care for Home Park daily, not more STR properties used just a few days a week. So I ask that Atlanta City Council pass laws and promote policies to increase owner occupancies.
The resolution now heads to the mayor's desk for approval, and once signed, will take effect. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Hurricane Erin is expected to stay well off Georgia's coast as it moves north in the Atlantic Ocean this week, but the National Weather Service is warning about dangerous rip currents and high surf. The agency is urging people to stay out of the ocean. Officials in Fulton County have laid out a $1 billion plan to repair the county's troubled jail. County Chairman Rob Pitt said yesterday the plan includes major repairs and a new 3,000-bed facility for detainees with medical and mental health needs.
It also mitigates the financial impact on taxpayers compared to building a new jail, and it addresses many of the concerns about the jail.
The county is under a consent agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice to improve the aging detention center. A DOJ investigation found detainees living in violent and unsanitary conditions that amounted to violations of their constitutional rights. Pitt said the county will pay for most of the work with revenues from tax allocation districts. Commissioners are scheduled to vote on the plan tomorrow. Georgia small businesses are feeling the impacts of tariffs on products they need to import. Today, Senator Raphael Warnock visited a chocolate factory in Atlanta to learn how they're coping. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Chocolatl is Atlanta's only chocolate factory. The company imports cacao beans from Central America and Africa, since it is difficult to grow in the U.S., and imports sugar from Brazil. Chocolatl founder Matt Wyant says increasing costs on raw materials and uncertainty around tariffs are presenting a unique financial challenge.
We have had to raise prices on our wholesale prices. We did that over the summer. And even that was hard to do because we don't really even know what our cost of goods is going to be in 6 months. So to try to set a price for somebody is pretty hard.
Wyant says imports from Brazil are facing a 50% tariff, while cacao beans come with a 10 to 18% tariff, depending on where they are grown. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Home Depot says shoppers should expect modest price increases in some categories as a result of rising tariffs, though they will not be broad-based. The Atlanta-based home retail giant released its second quarter earnings today, showing improved sales but still missing Wall Street expectations. Home Depot said in May it did not expect to raise prices because of tariffs, but a company official told analysts today that tariff rates are significantly higher than they were when the company released earnings in May. A remote cemetery in northeast Georgia is safe from development after plans for a business park were rejected. City Council members in Commerce last night unanimously voted down a proposal that would have moved nearly 200 bodies. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Real estate development firm Rooker initially asked the City Council approve a plan to relocate around 200 bodies in their effort to develop nearly 600 acres into a business park. Descendants of the deceased asked the developer to leave the cemetery alone. A representative for Rooker has signaled their willingness to work with the descendants of the deceased to allow visitation on their private property. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
In sports, the Braves are having a bad season. That is not news. The news is perhaps that just when you think things can't get worse, they do. The Braves lost last night 13-9 to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in the American League and the second worst team in all of baseball right now, just ahead of the Colorado Rockies. And worse than that, Spencer Strider, the Braves' right-handed pitcher on whom many hopes were pinned once he returned from a long stint on the injured list, was the losing pitcher, giving up 7 earned runs over 3 innings, including 2 home runs. Michael Harris II went 4-for-4 with a 2-run homer for Atlanta, extending his hitting streak to 11 games, and Jurickson Profar hit his 8th and 9th homers, but Braves fans might not find much comfort in those stats. The Braves and White Sox face off again tonight at Truist Park with Bryce Elder on the mound for Atlanta. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thanks for choosing Georgia Today as your source of news. For the latest updates on any of these stories and for the latest headlines, check out gpb.org/news. Our reporters are constantly posting new stories there. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We're in your podcast feed every weekday afternoon with all the latest, and you won't want to miss a minute. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's also a great place to drop your news tips. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.